1 Corinthians chapter 15. Also, brothers, I declare to you the gospel that I preached to you, that you've also received, and in which you stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in mind what I preached to you, unless you believe for nothing. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that he was seen by more than 500 brothers at once, most of whom remain until now, but some have died. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, and last of all he was seen by me also, as if by someone born at the wrong time. For I am the least of the apostles, and don't deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace that was bestowed on me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or them, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if Christ is preached that he rose from the dead, why are some among you saying that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ hasn't risen. And if Christ hasn't risen, then our preaching is for nothing, and your faith is also for nothing. Yes, and we are found to be lying about God, because we've testified that God raised up Christ, whom he didn't raise, if the dead don't rise. For if the dead don't rise, then Christ hasn't been raised. And if Christ hasn't been raised, your faith is for nothing, you're still in your sins. Then those also who have died in Christ have been destroyed. If we have hope in Christ only in this life, then we are most miserable of all men. But now, Christ has risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who died. For since death came by man also came the rising of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ's when he comes. Then comes the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must rule until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is clear that he is an exception who is putting all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued to him, then the Son himself shall also be subject to him that put all things under him, so that God will be all in all. Otherwise, what shall they do who are baptized for the dead if the dead don't rise at all? Why then are they baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in danger every hour? I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I fought with animals at Ephesus, what good is it for me if the dead don't rise? Let's eat and drink, since tomorrow we'll die. Don't be deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and don't sin, for some don't have the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? You fool, that which you plant doesn't come alive unless it dies. And that which you plant, you don't plant the body that shall be, but carry grain. It might be of wheat or of some other grain. But God gives it a body as it has pleased him, and to every seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star is different from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is planted in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is planted in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is planted in weakness. It is raised in power. It is planted a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a living spirit. But what is spiritual was not first, but what is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are those also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are those also that are heavenly. And as we have carried the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now I say, brothers, that flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. See, I show you a mystery. We shall not all die, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, the saying that is written shall happen, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers, be steady, be unmovable, always doing well in the work of the Lord, since you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.